Good morning, Emmanuel, and welcome to our worship today. If we have any visitors worshipping with us, do please make yourselves known to us, introduce yourselves, you are very welcome. Greetings too to those of you who will be joining us on the recording on the website later. We do hope you feel a part of our service today. As a church, we meet also with our sister church, Highworth URC, and as part of the Old Town Partnership of Churches. Leading our worship today is David Leadbeater, and we thank him for stepping in at fairly short notice to cover Robert's absence. Readers today are Glynis Walker and Wally Knight, and we also have communion today, and Jeff Gleed will lead us in that, so thank you, Jeff, for stepping in to do that. We will now have a few quiet moments while I light the Christ candle and the peace candle and prepare to worship God.
Good morning, everyone. Last week was the Lord Mayor. This week you've got me. Sorry about that. Our service this morning is based on a service devised by the Reverend Dr. Si-Yong Kim, who is a minister in the Presbyterian Church in the Republic of Korea. This week we will be celebrating VEJ Day. The Koreans will be celebrating, is perhaps not the right word, but recognising the end of the coalition of Japan in their country. Unfortunately, Japan left their country, but as we know, Korea is still in turmoil, with North and South Korea being divided. So this morning we come and are called to seek peace and reconciliation in Jesus Christ. As we worship, remember that the true peace is not just the absence of conflict, but the presence of justice, trust, and hope which he gives us. So come, worship the God of justice, who desires not empty words, but lives filled with righteousness and mercy. And as we sing our opening hymn, Rejoicing Sing 74, Praise to the Lord. We come before our Lord with prayer. Let us pray. God of truth and justice, you call us to righteousness, to faith that moves beyond words into action. We come before you now, longing to be faithful. Too often, we have chosen the easy way over what is right. We've clung to empty rituals, but neglected justice. We have hesitated when you called us forward. We have let fear silence us instead of seeking your kingdom. Forgive us, Lord. Renew our hearts that we may walk in your ways with courage and trust. Gracious and loving God, shape us by your mercy. Restore us with your grace. Lead us in the way of your Son, Jesus, who taught us when we pray to say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
I now invite Wally to lead us in the first reading.
The first reading this morning is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 1 and verses 10 to 20, and it's on page 640 of the Bible. Hear the word of the Lord, you rulers of Sodom. Listen to the teaching of our God, you people of Gomorrah. What to me is the multitude of your sacrifices, says the Lord. I have had enough of burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed beasts. I do not delight in the blood of bulls or of lambs or of goats. When you come to appear before me, who asked this from your hand? Trample my courts no more. Bringing offerings is futile. Incense is an abomination to me. New moon and Sabbath and calling of convocation. I cannot endure solemn assemblies with iniquity. Your new moons and your appointed festivals my soul hates. They have become a burden to me. I am weary of bearing them. When you stretch out your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Even though you make many prayers, I will not listen. Your hands are full of blood. Wash yourselves. Make yourselves clean. Remove the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do good. Seek justice. Rescue the oppressed, defend the orphan, plead for the widow. Come now, let us argue it out, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be like snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall become like wool. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Wally. So what is Isaiah saying? In Isaiah 1, it's a message from God directed towards the people of Judah. In verse 1, we learn that this word came during the reign of four kings of Judah, placing it in the late 18th century BCE. It was a time when Jerusalem was flourishing economically, religious institutions were active, sacrifices were offered regularly, temples full of prayers and songs. Everything seemed vibrant and spiritual on the surface. But Isaiah saw something deeply wrong beneath all the noise and ritual. God speaks through the prophet and says, "Hear the word of the Lord, you rulers of Solomon. Listen to the teaching of your God, you people of Gomorrah." God compares the people of Judah to Sodom and Gomorrah, not just because of moral failure, but because of their injustice. These were cities that had turned their backs on the vulnerable, where powerful abuse their position, and where comparisons just disappeared. And God is saying, when you stretch out your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Even though you make many prayers, I will not listen. Your hands are full of blood. Stretching out of hands was a traditional posture of prayer. But God says, I'm not listening. Why? Because those hands were stained with injustice, violence, and neglect for the weak. You cannot separate worship from how you live. And God refuses to accept worship that is not backed by a life of justice and mercy. So in verses 16 and 17, God says, wash yourselves. Make yourselves clean. Remove all your evil deeds from before my eyes. Learn to do good. Seek justice. Rescue the oppressed. Defend the orphan. Plead for the widow. Goodness is not something we are born knowing how to do. Goodness is something we learn and grow into. So what kind of goodness is God looking for? Justice. We are invited to be a people who live out justice in our everyday choices. Not always easy. It requires faith. And I invite Glenys to lead us in the second reading.
The second reading is taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, verses 32 to 40, and can be found on page 72 in the New Testament. Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. Be like those who are waiting for their master to return from the wedding banquet, so that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master finds alert when he comes. Truly, I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. If he comes during the middle of the night or near dawn and finds them so, blessed are those slaves. But know this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Glenys. So Luke 12 makes it clear what we are called to seek. Right before today's passage, Jesus says, seek his kingdom, and these things will be given unto you. To seek God's kingdom means to pray and act for God's justice on earth. Now, the word being now, not just to wish for heaven in the future. We are called to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. Jesus makes it practical. In verse 33, he says, "Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses that do not wear out." Excuse me. In other words, live a life of generosity. Share what you have with those who have less. When Jesus says purses that do not wear out, he's not referring to the money pouch meant to keep money safe. The purses he speaks of symbolises a life orientated towards values that do not decay, a life shaped by God's justice and vision. To walk in love, to act with compassion, and to seek justice on earth. But to live this way, we need to be awake. And that's the heart of my message today. Be awake. Be ready. Stay aware to the present and remain alert to where God is already at work, and carry the light of God's peace into the world. To notice pain and move towards it. To resist fear, choose love. Be ready and live with open hands and open hearts, and the light of peace that refuses to go out, because the kingdom of God is already breaking in through us. We're now joining together and singing our second hymn. I know we sang it last week, but the moderator didn't know I was going to do it this week. Hymn number 489, "Be Thou My Vision." I do apologise to the choir because they've now got to sing again. But they are going to sing the anthem, the chair now, the Lord give us, Lord give me faith. The words by John Oxenham, set to music by Kathleen Robson. Thank you, choir.
Prayers of intercession today continue the theme of peace and reconciliation. God of justice, mercy and peace, we bring our prayers to you. We pray for the world, for lands and lives broken by war, disaster and greed. In the face of destruction, give us courage to protect and restore. We pray for those caught in war and conflict, for the people of Ukraine, Gaza, Myanmar, and all places where violence destroys life. For leaders with the power to choose peace, give wisdom. Strengthen all who work to heal and rebuild. We pray for the healing of the nations. We pray too for your church, that it may be a voice of justice, a refuge of healing, a sign of hope. Strengthen those who serve in places of suffering and let your kingdom be present at all times. For all those who carry burdens of grief and worry, we pray for your comfort and peace. And in silence, we remember those who are known in our hearts. God of all things, heal that which is broken. restore what is lost, and make us peacemakers in your world. We pray this in the name of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Wally, for those words of prayer. We now sing again hymn number 512, Seek Ye First the Kingdom of God. We shall now receive the offering. Faith calls us to respond, not just in words, but in the way we live, trust, and give. The gifts we offer today are not given out of fear or obligation, but out of trust in the work of the kingdom. These gifts are not for personal security, but for the flourishing of all. They sustain hope, invest in justice, and take part in the healing of the world. In this act of offering, we step forward in faith, knowing the transformation is already taking place. O God, we offer these gifts as symbols of our faith and trust. Bless what is given today, our money, our time, our very selves, that all may be used to build a world shaped by love, to bring peace where there is division, justice where there is need. May this offering be part of your work and renewal. Amen.
Amen.
And we join together in the saying of the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Thank you. So as we prepare for communion, let us join together in Rejoice and Sing, number 474. Brother, sister, let me serve you.
Thank you.
So, friends, let us hear the comforting words of our Lord Jesus Christ when he says, "Come to me, all who are tired, sad, or heavy laden, and I will give you rest. For I am the bread of life. Anyone who comes to me shall never hunger, and anyone who believes in me shall never thirst. Anyone, simply anyone who comes to me, I will not cast out." And we recall how the Lord Jesus Christ, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, after supper, he took the cup and said, "This cup is the new covenant sealed by my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim my death until I come again." And so, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and following his example, we take this cup, we take this bread, we take ourselves, and we give thanks to God. Let us pray. With joy we give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, source of all life and love, that we live in your world, and that you are always creating and sustaining it by your power. We thank you that you've so made us that we can know and love you, trust and serve you. We give you thanks that you love the world so much that you gave your only Son, so that everyone who has faith in him may not die, but have eternal life. We praise you that he suffered and died for us and was raised from the dead, and that he now lives and reigns forever in your glory. And so he fulfills his promise to be with us always to the end of time. Therefore, with all the company of heaven and with all God's people in all places and times, we proclaim your greatness and sing your praise. Holy Lord God, by what we do here in remembrance of Jesus Christ, we know that we celebrate his perfect sacrifice on the cross and his glorious resurrection and ascension. Accept our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, and as we eat and drink at his command, unite us to Christ as one body in him, and give us grace to serve you in the world. For to you, one holy and eternal God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we give praise and glory, now and forever. Amen. The bread which we break is the communion of the body of Christ. the body of Christ broken for you and for me and for the world. Let us eat and be thankful. The cup of blessing which we bless is the communion of the body of Christ. The cup of blessing which we bless is the communion of the blood of Christ shared for you, for me, and for all God's people, past, present, and to come. Let us drink and be thankful. Let us praise the Lord. Christ hath died, Christ is risen, in Christ shall all be made alive. Blessing and honour and glory and power be to our God for ever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. Most gracious God, we thank you for what you have given and promised us here in this simple meal. You've made us one with all your people in heaven and on earth. And you fed us with the bread of life. Renew us now for your service, so that we may give ourselves to you and ask that our daily living may be part of the life of your kingdom, that our love may be your love, reaching out into the life of the world. We bring this, our prayer, through Jesus Christ, our risen and ascended Lord. Amen.
We've heard the challenge of the Lord today, so in our closing hymn, 574, I say to you, go forth and tell to the tune Woodlands. Go now with hearts open to God's calling, ready to walk in faith, even when it is unclear. Go with courage to seek justice, to live with righteousness, and to trust in God's promises. Go with eyes awake to the Lord's kingdom, where peace is more than a dream, and love is more than a word. And may the God who calls us forward, the Christ who walks beside us, and the Spirit who stirs us into action, go before us, behind us, and within us, this day and forevermore. Amen.